USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign has filed a new lawsuit in Pennsylvania, alleging that the state's election system held different standards for voters depending on whether they voted in person or by mail. The lawsuit against Pennsylvania's Secretary of State and seven counties also alleges observers were not given proper access to vote counts, and that a court order for additional access was ignored in Philadelphia County. On top of that, Senator Lindsey Graham says there are more cases of improper conduct in the Pennsylvania election. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that evidence of ballot harvesting has been uncovered in the Keystone State.
We're now finding potentially that 25,000 nursing home residents in different nursing homes requested mail-in ballots at the exact same time. You can't ballot harvest in Pennsylvania. What are the odds that 25,000 people in different locations of the same age group requested at the same time a ballot?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Utah's governor has declared a state of emergency in response to rising numbers of coronavirus cases in his state. Governor Gary Herbert issued a statewide mask mandate, saying they were the best way to slow the spread.
Masks do not negatively affect our economy, and wearing them is the easiest way to slow the spread of the virus. Experts tell us that masks do not cause a shortage of oxygen to your brain or cause disease. We cannot afford to debate this issue any longer.
For the next 2 weeks, Utahns are also banned from hosting social gatherings with people from outside of their household, and high school sports and extracurricular activities are suspended. Utah is seeing more than 2,000 new COVID cases a day, with a record high of 2,987 recorded last Friday. And promising news on a COVID vaccine pushed stocks higher on Monday. The Dow climbed 834 points to close on its biggest one-day gain in 5 months, adding 2.9%. The S&P 500 added 1.2%, and the NASDAQ fell 1.5%. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Congress returns to Washington, many see the biggest task facing them as passing another round of coronavirus stimulus. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
There is a sense of urgency to get another stimulus package done by the end of the year. As far as what sort of package we will see, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona believes...
You might get something out. I would suspect it's going to be narrower than Speaker Pelosi wants, which is still about $2.5 trillion. I think it's going to probably be closer to several hundred billion dollars that would go to PPP and EIDL loans. I think that's probably where you're going to end up.
Congressman Biggs speaking on Fox 10 in Phoenix, Arizona. The PPP and EDL loans are meant to help small businesses stay afloat during the pandemic. From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The field of this year's postponed Masters Tournament will be missing one former champion when it finally begins this Thursday. 2017 Green Jacket winner Sergio Garcia has withdrawn from the event after he tested positive for COVID-19. It'll be the first major tournament that Garcia has missed since the 1999 U.S. Open. Even as it continues to soak South Florida, Tropical Storm Eta is expected to linger in the Gulf of Mexico for several more days. As it tracks westward, the storm isn't expected to strengthen much, if at all, but it still may wander north, bringing heavy rains to the Florida Panhandle, Georgia, and Alabama this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.